to the normal person, he's not a dog that's a proven stud or has a very good temperament with children, and he doesn't have his pedigree papers. So he is actually only worth to the a casual person off the street $200, $250.
Okay, but he's worth a lot more than that to you personally. Oh,
absolutely. He's my sort of lifeline to my mum and I. You know, he was born pretty much a couple of days after my mum passed away suddenly with cancer at 42 years old. So he's very, very important to our family.
So what actually happened, as far as you know, and there's no other dogs have been stolen? Was it just your bad luck?
Yeah, I think so. He's a really, really pretty little dog, and when people walk past, he barks at them so that, you know, he's a real cheeky little bugger, and he's really cute. And I just think, you know, the minute that I took the other couple of dogs away to go to the toilet, which I was only away for about 10 metres is where we were walking, and then I came back and I realised he was gone, and at first I just thought, surely not, someone's got him out and just sitting down with him. I thought my friends next to me were holding him, and I asked them and they're like, no, we haven't got him, and there were people everywhere, you know, that, and he's just gone under the safety barrier and unclipped the latches, and he would have had to have pinned the dog down to actually get him out, and as the people seen him running away, he was
really
biting him.
Okay.
So Harry's the dog, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
So Harry was fighting back. He didn't want to go.
Yeah, he was certainly fighting back.
Okay.
Was he a prize-winning dog? Would he have looked valuable?
Oh, he would have. The other thing is I'd actually entered a competition for the best dressed bench, you know, so he had tinsel around him. He had a little disco ball in his little run and his kennel, and so he looked pretty special. But I mean, I came back from having the dogs judged, and there were a whole heap of other dogs sat there without anyone supervising, and they've obviously just seen him and thought he's the one.
When I heard the story on the TV news last night, Kylie, I shook my head. I thought, well, people will steal anything. I mean, has this ever happened before at the show, to your knowledge?
Not in recent times, no. We haven't had any reports like that since we got with the grounds have been upgraded. You know, the old grounds used to be really bad or in really bad condition. But now that we've got the new basketball stadium and the nice and clean petting areas, you know, you just don't think that this type of thing's going to happen. People just, it's just bizarre that someone would want to steal something that's worth so much to me and my family.
What do you think the possible motive is, Kylie? Is he just sort of a cute dog, or is it for breeding purposes?
The description of the person who stole him suited the description of a guy that had come up to me while I took a couple of other dogs to the advanced pedigree stand for children to pat.
Yes.
And he'd asked me about a puppy, and I said, well, look, I don't have any business cards on me, but my stand's over there. If you'd like to go over there, my number's displayed on the sign. At that stage, my friends were watching him, and I could see where he was, and apparently the guy had actually been walking around talking to other people at the same time. So he's either just doing his homework to take the dog home as a pet, at which case he wouldn't be very good because he's so focused on being with me, this little dog. You know, he's being hand-raised with me. He idolises me, and any strangers that sort of come near him, he freaks out a bit.
They have a pretty good description of the person of interest, I think is how they use it, how they describe it. Is there video surveillance? Do they have any video of it?
When I left yesterday afternoon to try and talk to everyone, the Agriculture Society was working on it. I'm meeting with them today at about 11 or 12 o'clock to see if we can actually pinpoint anything. So I'm waiting to hear back from them and just to go from there.
And there's been nationwide interest in the story, I believe. You've been on Channel 7 this morning.
Yeah. I didn't get to say as much as I would have liked to have said, but I suppose any coverage is good.
So what if, you know, I don't know where you go from here, but people listening, can they contact you? Or if, you know, they think their neighbour's got a dog they shouldn't have or whatever it might be?
Yeah, absolutely. All the police are aware. The RSPCA and those types of people
call the police.
Are aware. Yeah. If... or even their local vets. A lot of the vets are fully aware as well, and even the Agricultural Society Administration, they're totally aware as well.